Trans cyclist blasts USA Cycling for banning him from competition, revoking medal. By Dylan Nguyen on August 3, 2022. A transgender cyclist claims that a representative from USA Cycling informed him that he would no longer be allowed to compete in the women's division and that his spot on the IP individual pursuit podium had been revoked. Leah Guinness, a 25-year-old man who identifies as a woman, was reportedly stripped of the silver medal he won in the women's division of USA Cycling and barred from competing in any additional events at the 2022 Junior and Elite Track National Championships. USA Cycling updated its press release Friday by deleting a reference to Guinness and elevating third-place finisher Skylar Espinosa to the runner-up slot, The Washington Times reported. Cyclist Elizabeth Stevenson, who placed fourth in the Wednesday competition, was credited as the bronze medalist. Guinness had won silver after finishing second at the elite individual pursuit competition. The transgender cyclist wrote on Instagram, "As I was preparing for the mass start races, a USA Cycling official informed me that I was no longer allowed to compete and that my place on the IP podium was to be revoked on account of my trans identity. 6 weeks ago, I was eligible for competition at UCI C1 and C2 races held at the same velodrome and overseen by the same technical director. Yet 6 weeks later, now that I am doing well at nationals, I am suddenly ineligible to compete." Guinness added, "The transphobia is so blatant it's almost laughable. The reason why Guinness is unable to compete is due to the UCI Union Cycliste Internationale changing the testosterone requirements in their transgender policy. According to the new rules put forth on July 1, those declaring themselves to be female must keep their testosterone in serum below 2.5 nanomoles/liter for at least 2 years. Previously, the requirement had been twice that high, at 5.0 nanomoles/liter. And athletes only had to maintain those levels for 1 year. In other words, legally, racing as a trans cyclist got a lot tougher over the last 6 weeks." Guinness went on to rail about how frustrating it is to be a trans competitor in cycling. Though, one might imagine it's even more frustrating for the female riders who lose to cyclists who are actually men. Still, Guinness' removal from women's competition is a significant victory for women's sports, as the Independent Council on Women's Sports, ICONS, explains in this tweet. "The case involving Guinness is just one of many examples showing that sports leagues have begun to stand for women's rights. Earlier this summer, FINA, the international governing body that presides over competitive swimming, banned males who have undergone puberty from competing in their events.